Okay, I'm going to call this meeting of the Moapa Town Advisory Board to order. Blake, will you get the pledge?
Yep. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, now this period's for the public comment on items that are on the agenda if somebody can't stay for it. Anybody that's making comments does need to come up to the front, state their name and spell their last name and give us their address so we know where they live. So if anybody that has comments. Okay. Did you guys look over the minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, you weren't there, Riley.
No, but I was looking over.
I can make a motion to approve the minutes for the August 13th meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. And we need somebody to make a motion to approve the agenda for today.
Motion.
Blake makes a motion.
Approve the agenda for today.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, is there any informational items that there's not on the agenda, but does anybody out there have any? John? Robert? Good deal. Okay, our next item is the planning and zoning. And we have a zoning issue. It's WS240406, Mandate LLC, waiver of development standards for street landscaping.
Where's a good spot to put this? You guys don't have easel out here, or should I just put it up here?
That looks good.
Yeah, that should work.
We do have some smaller packages for you guys to look at, so you don't have to swing.
And could you give us your name and who you are?
This is Mr. Philip Wakefield.
Phil Wakefield, Blue Diamond Civil Engineering, 9816 Gillespie Street.
I do need a copy of that for the records also. I'll take one of theirs when they're done.
Yeah.
Here representing the owner of the property. Basically, we have an existing C-store tavern restaurant. They're looking to add some gas pumps to their existing development. We filed for a waiver and design review is the application. Basically, the waiver is for the landscape improvements along Mendez. Our justification for that, there's a easement that's along Glendale here from Overton Power. We actually coordinated with them, and they don't like to see landscaping in their easement. It's not something that's desirable. So, additionally, this is rural area. They've already had applications in before that they've had approval of waivers for landscaping.
And that's the easement right here along the face?
Right. The easement right along here is a power easement. You can probably see it on here.
Yeah, there. I can see it here where the dark arrow is.
Yeah. So, this is the store here. There's already existing gas pumps here. This is the area that they're putting a few more gas pumps. They're going to add some parts, some asphalt to accommodate any additional driveways. As you can see, we're basically not looking to build the site. We're going to put any asphalt that we put in place on there is basically going to be at grade. So there's not going to be, we're not anticipating to be able to have any adverse impacts. This is just a kind of an elevation view of what the gas pumps will look like in the canopy. Very basic. It's going to stand probably about 18, it looks like it's 20 feet tall height, and it's going to, it should blend in with the property. So with that being said, that concludes my presentation. If there's any questions, I can try and answer those.
Does anybody in the audience have questions? Anybody on the board?
Are they going to take down the existing canopy and enlarge that with an additional island, or is it going to be in addition to what's there?
No, they don't intend to take that down. They're going to keep that up. This is a total separate canopy. It's basically the existing canopy is right in this area. This is a whole separate structure.
Is this all the property the company owns in Moapa, or do they own the motel and the property across the river that used to be owned by the Hesters?
I am not completely sure about the ownership.
Yeah, because
I know there's four parcels here.
Okay, that is the four parcels right here that they talk about?
These are the four parcels that we have included in this entitlement.
Okay, because they talked about four parcels, and I just wasn't sure if that included, like, because I know that the Hesters owned the property across the river and the motel, and if that was part of the four parcels or not.
No, this is just the four parcels that we have in our entitlement are located
the
basically
six,
on this map.
Whatever.
It gets right out of that. I know the actually the other owners that own everything else around there, and that all got busted up. And
I think he just has about 8 acres here total, right?
I think that's what it said. I just wasn't sure. I have trouble visualizing.
3.6.
Okay. Yeah, because on that other side, that's actually.
It's just, yeah, it's just short of 8 acres.
Trust is over there. And
I think the blue line.
Yes,
and then the blue layer. Maybe that's.
But it's 1.8 acre portion of a 6.19 acre.
Yeah, I just didn't know if that was 6 acres that they had there or if there was other fields.
I'm not exactly sure of the acreage, but.
It pretty well says it.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it does somewhere say 6 acres. I just wasn't sure. I wasn't here when we did the terrible herbs thing. I was out of town that day. But it seems like this county had required them to put a sidewalk. This I know they don't have a sidewalk. And landscaping. And I'm just wondering why we should weigh. But I realize we have in the past, but I would kind of like to see our town start looking a little nicer.
And I think that for the Herps was that side street that's not developed, but
mm-hmm.
that's why we wanted them to put that in. But I think this one they're talking about
right in front of it, where
the power company easement there and the improvements to that area.
I realize that, but
right.
To me it would look nicer. And if we required the other gas station to put in landscaping, that maybe we should on this.
One,
I don't know if there would be.
There's nothing about waiving sidewalks. Or
no, there isn't anything listed at all, and I don't understand why the one development has to.
Maybe because this is already standing.
Is there
and Terrible's was a new installation. Maybe that's why.
There now in front of the
no, they were enlarging their existing.
Is that beyond the easement? You know?
This is all easement. This is what we're showing here
in the parking.
It's delineated this line basically right here, and then from the property line back. So this is all within the easement.
Okay. So
this driveway,
curbing right there on the restaurant is in the easement.
This is in the easement. I think we had some curbing that was miscellaneous curbing over here in this area. It's in the easement. So it's along the edge, though. These are already existing driveways. We're basically leaving the existing driveways as is.
This area here is already improved along the side. where the propane is and now.
This is the edge tape right here.
Okay.
Along this area, we're looking to show additional pavement for parking trucks and for access. This is currently all dirt. Well, actually, there's actually a little, maybe a little patch or a little airstrip goes that way from that.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
This is the only.
And they're not requiring you to do landscaping in your parking lot either?
No, this was part of there was an existing entitlement that was done previously. That's generally what they were accepting. We were just continuing that. He's just putting additional gas pumps. This is already an established C-store.
I realize that. I'm just trying to comprehend why we want to waive landscaping. And why, I don't understand the Canby's process, but I understand what's said here is strictly the landscaping in front is what we're hearing.
Right.
Yeah, I don't understand.
And the issue with it is that Overton Power's lines are underground there.
I get that.
So
I
believe that that's what the issue is.
Yeah.
I think they.
Yeah. Oh, there is a letter. There's a letter there.
I thought there was something.
Yeah.
We did discuss landscaping and with two separate parts, one being the street, one being on-site. The street really was justified in that, you know, we have easements along there. It's just something that's not preferred to be there. The on-site, we did have discussions on the landscaping on-site, being that this was basically just the gas pumps. That was not required for us to file a waiver for the on-site.
So the waiver is just for the off-site?
Yes.
Which, when you look at the new part, it basically would just affect this little area right here, from here to here, because this has already got a curve and a couple things here, but this is the new portion.
Actually, they made us, to be honest with you, they made us have take this entire development as one application, so they didn't really look at that as just this piece. We were looking at the entire piece as a whole development.
The prior waiver said, hey, they only apply for existing, and if you do anything different with the property, the waivers don't apply. So if they do anything, the waivers that exist don't apply unless we approve them.
Okay.
Well, unless the county board approves it, but.
Yeah.
We have just the one waiver.
Right, but the waiver says it's for existing. Any improvements will be subject to new waivers, which is why you're here. If the existing waivers worked for it, then you wouldn't be here because then we'd have waivers already. What it says in the minutes was the existing waivers all said, you know, they were contingent upon that any new any more development you did would have to come back for renewed waivers. Anyway, you guys want to make a motion or do you want me to?
I think it's going to apply just if you look at this view here.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I would say would be approved already. This area right here as existing. I don't know if that can satisfy for improvements, but the part that I'm seeing is right just beyond this, where this picture shows where the new paving is going to come around.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be the only, if this was left the way it is, as approved, the new portion would be just this little wing right here,
the frontage. That's correct. That would be new pavement along the frontage of the road.
But the waiver is for the whole site, for the whole front?
Yes.
Right.
Because we're taking all, we're required to do all parcels as one application.
I make a motion that we deny the WS 240406 waiver. All in favor of waiving, of denying the waiver? Speak up if you do, because otherwise we'll go with no, I didn't pass.
Yeah.
No, we will, you'd go back to vote again. Somebody else would have to make a different motion.
I make a motion to...
Well, wait, we have to finish with the first one.
Yeah, you guys, okay. All in favor?
Nay.
Aye, and they got two nays.
Okay.
Sorry.
Go for it.
Okay.
I make a motion to approve the waiver.
There's been a motion to approve the waiver. All in favor?
Aye.
Nay?
Yeah.
So that's 2-1?
I think approve.
Okay.
Okay, super. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for your presentation.
You wanted the one, right?
Yeah, I do. I would like one if I can.
I think there's double here in this packet. Trying to save some trees here. Yeah.
So I'll just pass this one over to you.
Can I have one?
Oh, okay. She's got one. I've got one now, yeah. Did you want one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming out there.
Thank you.
Okay.
Our next order of business is the review previous fiscal year budget and requests and take public input.
And y'all see, I put the one with...
Yeah, I can take this one there.
You got that one, yeah.
I put the one with the changes in it.
Okay.
If you guys want to look at that. And then I do have answers to all your different questions. Well, most of them, the majority of them.
Okay. I don't remember what our questions were.
I did write them down.
Okay. So is there anybody in the audience that... Well, okay, what we currently had discussed last time was, again, we want the walking path with the exercise stations and benches around the park. You know, there's a walking path already, but would like exercise stations and benches put. Would like a sand volleyball behind or to the side of the library and horseshoes. Would like a shade structure over by the splash pad, similar to the one we have over here for parents to watch their kids.
On this one, you were going to give me a better...
Yeah, the shade structure, similar to what's over here already.
Okay, similar to the existing one?
Yeah, but we want one over by the splash pad.
Okay.
Would like a half-court, out-court, outdoors basketball. Then we get to the wish list of add on to the gym or portable classrooms or bungalow classrooms and the indoor swimming pool. And then for public works, we have repave and re-engineer Sims. Extend barrier well to the Warm Springs Loop. Pave Dude Road. Additional lights at Rocks and Fire Station for turn-into facilities. Expansion of Rocks for turn lane for emergency personnel. And additional parking in the dirt parking lot here. Additional parking where we have the dirt parking lot. And then the fifth was maintain Barlow from Lawson to Rocks. Does anybody in the audience have any comments? John, do you have any comments on our parks?
You guys are asking for, I'm good with that.
Okay.
You guys probably did mine.
And he did send me answers to your questions,
okay.
So I have those, but that'll go under comments.
Yeah. Do you guys have any comments, questions, or anything other than do?
No, other than the, did we find anything more about this lot that's fenced back here?
Yeah. Is it going to stay fenced forever? Do you know?
That one, I don't know if I had that question.
We discussed it, but I don't know if there was actual
question.
Yeah,
I don't think we came up with a question on it.
It was just...
Parks and Rec, that would have been public works if anybody that fenced that, because...
How did you guys feel about it?
How did I know about it? John?
No, how did you feel about it?
How do I feel about it?
Because at one time, that was going to be soccer fields, I know.
It was. I don't have any objections to it. Having been here frequently over the last year, I know that after school, there were kids that would ride quads out in it and stuff. I assume that there were complaints, not from Parks and Recreation, but probably from the homes that are right up there next to it. I don't know that because I saw it. I didn't ever voice a concern to somebody because it didn't bother us personally.
Right.
I think the question was who initiated, who paid for it.
That didn't come out of our parks budget, did it?
No, mm-hmm. It had to have been done by Public Works.
Okay.
I can check with Public
Works. Yeah, our big concern is what comes out of our extra money.
Okay.
Our RPM notified us about Parks and Recreation when they saw it take place. And mm-hmm. they still left a driveway so that we can access the building back to the restrooms and the snack bar and stuff. So they were okay with it. They just asked if we knew anything about it. We said no.
I know it takes a lot of parking. Like if there's an event at the elementary school, people used to park there because that's the only parking spot and it no longer exists now.
Yeah. Yep.
And that, you know, now people are going to have to park for 6 miles down Henry Road or whatever. But.
Right. Yeah, we were given no notice of it.
Okay.
Parks and Recreation.
And I'm saying this is between the library and the gym?
No, the library and the it's behind
the side of the soccer fields.
You know, you got the grass soccer fields, then you had a dirt lot.
North of the concessions.
Yeah, north of the concessions.
Yeah, the existing park, and there's a big wash, and then they flatten a big dirt area there. And it was nice to be able to park there for the games.
I'll ask. It doesn't mean I'm going to find out, but I can ask.
And
you can still park somewhat there. It's just that it limits it to like a one-lane thing where it's going to be a pain. If somebody
does
park crazy, then it's going to
cause
everybody grief. Yeah.
Yeah. And the, of course, where the funding came from. Is that going to affect our wish lists?
I doubt if it was done by Public Works.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it doesn't.
Yeah.
Nothing, pretty much, I have found affects your lists, wish list, your money.
Did you ever find out how much we have money?
Mm-hmm. I have all that, and I'll give it all to you in your report.
You found out how much money we have?
I have.
What our budget is?
I have lists here.
Okay.
So.
Really?
Yeah, when we get into public comment is.
Okay, if nobody else has any comments, let's go to public comments.
No, we have to either approve or the new list.
But how can we approve if you don't answer our questions?
Okay, then we'll put approval on your next one.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I can answer
you,
them
you
could now.
You should be able to answer the questions.
We'll try answering them now. Hold on.
Because people can make comments about an item that's on the agenda.
This was... Okay, and John is here to help me when I blow it.
Well,
first of all, you're... Okay, you want to know about the money first is what you're looking at.
Yeah, the first
is
money.
Hold on. Okay, I got it. I think you were talking about F-2690, where we have minor park expenditures. Cash balance in that fund is $180,000. However, this is a town fund, and cost of those P-tax collections we transfer to the general fund. In FY24, we have spent $21,327 on part-time salaries, $739.50 on part-time benefits, and $1,970.55 on services and supplies. That's it. So those, my understanding, those are not subtracted out of that 180 balance. So
and that's our special fund that Moapa pays for that nobody else does?
21, 22, 23, 24. So that would take 24,000 out of the 180, which would take you down to 154. 154?
Because your annual operations budget for Parks and Rec,
uh-huh.
that's roughly 22,500 for staff.
Right.
Part-time staff.
Is that the same that's like for Bunkerville, say?
No. Nobody else has the tax other than Moapa.
I know. But what I'm saying is, do they have a part-time person in Bunkerville?
Yes. Yes.
And that comes out of the general fund.
Right.
Why are we paying for our part-time person?
You're not. You've got a general fund part-time person also.
Okay. So we have two people.
Yes.
Two part-time people up here.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. That's where I would get...
Yep.
We pay for one, they pay for one.
Yes.
And the $180,000 is that special Moapa tax money.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
So we have about $154,000 currently to spend.
What does that bring in annually? What do we do annually for that revenue? Do we know?
Where does it come from?
I know.
No,
how much?
How
approximately?
Much
every, I couldn't tell you, I don't know the annual on the overall, I just see the recreation.
Yeah, I think, well, that's all it is for, is Parks and Rec. It's specific to this park.
But all I see is the one staff salary, and then roughly $4,000.
You don't see what comes in?
Right, I don't see anything else. I'm just giving that every single year, it's the exact same amount.
I think it's pretty much what we spend out, it seems like, because last year it seemed like it was close to $180,000.
Okay, roughly.
They just won't spend the money for our wish list. But, yeah.
That's not, I don't.
I know that it's not you, I'm not saying you, I'm saying the county. Somebody else has to approve and say, hey, John, we're going to put this in.
Right.
And what, that's what we really like.
And that's why I say, I support what you guys ask for, because it's your budget.
Yeah.
It's your, you determine what you want to spend it on.
Yeah. This is, the tax goes until 2030.
Let's save it, and then.
They are saving it.
Buy everybody groceries.
Yeah, we can, it can only apply to Parks and Rec.
We'll have a barbecue.
So did we have any other?
Your other questions were you wanted?
You from Parks and Rec, do you have items that you would like to see done, or these part of your?
Elmer, who works up here full-time, makes suggestions, and he suggested you guys, because one of them was he'd like to see classrooms added on to the east side of the building.
Yeah, that was last year from Elmer.
Yep. And then he takes the rest of what you guys have, brings it to me. We talk about it, and we support it. That's the bottom line.
So you don't, other than this, you don't have the indoor classrooms, there's nothing specific you'd like to see up here?
Right.
Okay.
We'd like the indoor classrooms, but we support, like you talked about, the exercise, the fitness stuff along the trail. We support that.
Okay.
On the pavilion over by the splash pad,
we
talked about that. But that's where your septic system is, is directly next to that part that's just dirt, and we put soccer goals in the past on there. That's the septic system. And so when we asked to have a volleyball pit and stuff done there in the past, they told us we could not do anything on top of that other than simple turf or something that didn't disturb the, whatever that's called, the leach field.
It has to evaporate from the surface.
Yeah, you should understand septic systems.
Yeah.
You're the first person who said, this is why that might not happen in that particular area.
I'm not an engineer, so it could happen. Well, I don't.
Yeah,
I'm
no, but if that's what you've been told in the past is, hey, that's where the septic system is, and we don't really want to do something over it.
We can push it forward, though. There again, that's why.
I mean, if there's another area they could do some of this stuff, that would be great.
Yeah.
Like 100%. The fenced-in area. But, hey.
Yeah. No, the volleyball pit, too, I support that. If that's what you guys like to do, if you want to, on the side of the library, supportive of that as well.
The whole, what was looking for is things for like the teenagers and young adults and other, besides the little kid part.
Yeah.
That's what we're looking at.
Yep.
What we'd like.
I would be all in favor of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
What were,
Your other questions were, what hours is it open? Monday through Thursday, 8:30 to 1 p.m. and 3 to 8 p.m. But I believe that is not currently because they're doing.
Just because we don't have an office to work out of.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the flyer is on the floor today and it's almost done.
Okay. Super.
So we'll be back in soon.
And then we have how many people work there?
Which he just,
one full time and 5 part time staff.
Five.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Wow.
You've got Jenny Wood, Gil, Lindsay, Nevaeh, Balsara, Francine Levitt, and Gail Lindsay.
Okay.
And Jaden Gale,
I'm sorry.
And Elmer.
I am at Jaden.
Okay.
Okay, and then you requested how much went for the parking lot. The parking lot was $435,000. And how much went for the new flooring was $751,000.
The flooring was not. I can't speak to the parking lot because Marilyn came up with the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
All I can tell you about the parking lot is I was super disappointed because when she said we were getting the parking lot paved, we thought it was the parking lot, not just the lower half of the parking lot.
Yeah.
Because now when it rains, it's just going to flood and everybody's going to drive on it and it's going to look muddy.
I thought this should be improved to the easement from the school to the street over here, you know, and that be additional parking and be improved.
Sure.
You know, where they have the sandbags and all that.
Yeah.
That, I thought that, if that were improved, we wouldn't care about the back field.
Yeah, because there's parking.
That would improve in front of the firehouse and
everything. Yeah,
everything.
That's what needs it, and it needs to be lit up right there too.
So if it were a private business, it would have been done, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, and that's why I say Elmer and I got together the second we heard that that was approved, and we had a whole plan for where we wanted lighting, how many parking spots we thought. And then when they came out to actually start the project, start the plans for it, not the construction, but the plans. They said, well, you don't have that much money. This is what you're getting.
Yeah.
And we argued that we would prefer to leave what was there before, because you had the ADA parking that was paved, and the rest was just gravel, type two. But we wanted all along here, because all the things on the field.
Yeah.
We didn't get that. They just did that there, and then they argued with us about, I guess there's two parcels down there, where there's the parcel that's ours now, and then the part that's nothing. We've got the trees planted, and we have the signboard, the green board.
Yeah.
They said, that's another parcel. And so they wouldn't just pave the parking lot over all that, even when they were doing it, because there was a road that went through it. And you can clearly see there's not room for a road.
One of those fake roads.
It's all just a parking lot. But that's where I just say, and I'm not complaining about anything other than, man, we thought we were going to get a complete parking lot, and it would have been really great with a brand new gym that you don't want to get sand and grit all over the floor, but we're still going to come in off the dirt into the brand new gym. Yeah. And the gym is not funded through any of this.
Yeah.
That was a countywide initiative where they took a bunch of gyms that were like sports court and different flooring, and they converted them all to wood.
Okay.
So it's not just us, Walnut and Cambridge. They did all those in hardwood now. They had an initiative.
I thought they were getting away from hardwood.
No, they went back to it because all those alternative surfaces
don't last.
Didn't
just
hold up.
Didn't work out. Right. Okay. They had more injuries and more maintenance, and they looked dark. And so they've actually gone back to the traditional hardwood.
Yeah.
And my only concern with the hardwood, just as a note, is I just want to make sure we get it resurfaced every year, because if you don't, then it just becomes an ice skating rink, because that curb coat gets worn down, especially with all the sand that we have up here. And we have to make sure that it's resurfaced every year. Sanded down and new polyurethane put on it, just like the high school does. Otherwise, it's going to be bad news.
Shoot, we'll get material for our part-time staff and they can resurface.
Yeah, I used to do that. My dad and I used to go around and do that. And it's a cool process.
Yeah.
Talk to them.
Yeah.
Okay, the last part of it, and I can't find what this copy was, but I remember what it said. On the public works, the repave and re-engineer SIM, that is in the process.
Okay.
And maintain Barlow from Lawson to Rocks Road is in the process. Paved Dude Road is not a county highway, not a county road.
Is it not a road at all, or is it just not a maintain?
It just said it's not a... I think it just said it is not a county road.
Well, there's a lot of us paying taxes up there.
Yeah. You pay taxes, but that doesn't mean it's a road.
Yeah.
Okay. Usually, and this is how it used to be. I don't know if it's still this way. Usually it had to be brought up to maintain standards where the county would maintain them before they would even consider them for paving. I do not know if they still have that same process.
How can we initiate that maintenance on there the same way we did?
You have to maintain it, and when the residents maintain it to that standard, then the county will come in and keep it maintained, and they will get it paved.
I guess what he's asking is, what do they have to do to get it to that place?
Well, from the letter I got said not a county
because
road.
We have been maintaining that road for years.
Yeah.
Just the residents up there, there's a few of us.
This is the thing about up there.
Have been doing that on our dime.
Yeah.
Hold on. Because I did see the one about Dude.
I know Will sent out something and said, oh, we can't pave it, but I don't remember what it said.
And it was, they cannot pave it because it is not a county road. I'm looking. Well, that's when I respond. Oh, yeah, Dude is not a county road and will not be able to be paved by the county. So you might check and see if you've given right-of-ways on there. You may pay taxes, but if you haven't given right-of-ways on that road, they're not going to pave it.
Well, they just need to get a checklist together of the things that they need to do.
Well, if it's not a county road, that's the first thing they have to do is get it. The right-of-way is given.
Get right-of-ways.
Because otherwise it doesn't matter.
Right.
Okay.
Do you have a smartphone? Can you look it up real quick? Open web?
Well, it won't change, it won't change it on your list.
No, but if it is a right-of-way, we can request that it be maintained instead of paved. We can change that.
You're saying you want to see it on the...
Oh, I see what you're saying on the list.
You want to see it on the map?
I want to know if the right-of-ways are given.
Do you want to see it? Okay.
If you go to open web, it'll...
Yeah, on the assessor's map there, it does show the right-of-ways off the...
Oh, if it's on the assessor's map, then it is. So...
I can pull it. I can look at it a little closer, but...
If the right-of-ways are shown on the assessor's map, then the right-of-way's been given.
Okay, why don't we just say...
We'll just look at that.
If the right-of-way is existing...
I'd like to change number 3 to say maintain Dude Road.
Okay, if right-of-way is existing.
Well, that's a given.
Okay, so you just want to say...
I wanted to say maintain Dude Road.
All right, let's go look at it. Let's just put your address, Eugene Dude. People are storing a lot of junk there. Like all of Malacca. Public right of way. Let's see. It doesn't show an easement.
But does it show in front of his house?
It shows everybody's lot.
Yeah, but in front of it, there should be a...
That doesn't show a road even. It shows property to property. Look. So if you hit that property, see, then like there's Dell and Lana's or whatever, everybody's property. So the easement, they'd have to give that easement. Start there. Yeah.
Okay, so it is on the right-of-way then, though it shows it.
Okay.
So you guys would have to get an easement.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know where to go from there then.
Do you want me to leave maintain on there?
Yeah, let's leave it.
Okay.
So it looks like on here it shows where the checklist is and the email to send your request to.
Oh, perfect. There you go.
With a fee of $75.
I bet you can't get up Odell to pay that.
So do you guys have... Any other changes or anything to this
list? I'll share that with you if you want to head it up.
Okay, I can check on that.
Because I don't have much to give up there because it's a cul-de-sac, the hammerhead right there, my driveway, and I already know where the center of it is and all that, and I'm off that easement. I think I could easily get that. But I don't know if everybody else
is willing to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if they want the road paved,
well,
it's kind of like my road.
If you had a plan, possibly, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That would be one thing.
Yeah. It's like my road. I mine's an actual easement. But I don't want it paved. I don't want it maintained to that full standard.
I could start. I'm not getting any younger. I don't know how.
I realize.
Do these things.
Yeah. But yeah, if they want their road maintained or paved, it sounds like they'll have to give it up.
I could do some digging into that and see what. Well, yeah, here's the. What's your phone number? 712-219-4378. Sweet.
So is this list good, or do you guys want to carry it over?
Do you want to carry it over, or do you want to make a motion?
Okay,
I make a motion that we approve the fiscal year budget, adjusting it to say instead of paved Dude Road, just to maintain Dude Road.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Are there any comments?
Is that three ayes?
Three ayes. Any comments from the general public? Robert, you need to add anything? John, anything more? Vernon? You got any comment? Okay, great.
I have a comment.
You do have a comment.
Well, answer to At the last meeting, you guys were having an issue with Palm Creek? Is that Palm Creek? Is that what it was?
Yeah, I think that's the name of it. It's Palm Creek up there. Yeah.
Is it 3215 West Warm Springs Road? Does
yeah.
that sound about right?
That sounds about right.
So I tried to find out, like, who to go to, what to do. I started with the police department, and they said they own that property out into the street. They don't own the property on the other side, but they thought that BLM did. And this is the note that they sent me. Last year, we had several fatal accidents on SR 168 from patrons leaving this place. Technically, the fatals on SR 168 is NHP's, but the RV park is our jurisdiction. And I complained to them about this. This year, we haven't had any fatal accidents, but have had several DUI arrests of patrons leaving this place. We also have done a lot of speeding enforcement with patrons coming and leaving this property since Warm Springs Road is a 25-mile-per-hour road. As it comes to parking, all the times we have been down there, the people parking are on the side of the road on private property. I do not believe that Warm Springs Road is a county-maintained road since property lines extend out to the middle of the street. I could be wrong.
How did it get paved then?
I have no idea. Could have been maybe by somebody else up in the area. Anyways, them adding cones out in the middle of the street, though they may be breaking some obscure NRS, shouldn't be causing any issues. In fact, it is probably a good thing they are doing it, and from the looks of where property lines end, they could just say they are placing it on their property. Looks like SNWA owns the land on the north of Palm Creek.
That's
so,
where they all park.
So that's where they all park.
Fence line, we try to give a count right away, but it is not.
Yeah.
It kind of accepts it.
Yeah.
So I don't know how, I don't know.
I wish they'd drive up there in their own private vehicle. Maybe they would realize that, hey, they block the road.
From there to the highway in that section.
He did follow up saying that it seems that it's mostly a summer issue and it's a little better afterwards, but you can't pick and choose.
No, I get that, but if they would drive up there in their own private vehicle when they're not in a police car, people wouldn't move out of the way for them. You cannot get through when they decide to be walking down the middle of the road, parked in the middle of the road, backing up into the road.
Not good.
But I mean, I'm a little surprised it's not a right of way because it's a whole loop.
Yeah, but isn't that a reserve or some federal stuff in it?
Well, it's been paved since long before then. It was paved when I was a kid. Up to, Howard Hughes' ranch. I'm sure all the way around to the big house and stuff. Up where, around Sunny Zillis used to live up there and pretty sure it was paved all the way around.
Well, that's what I was told.
Well,
so
thank you
checking
on that, yeah. At least they know that we're concerned
about
it.
That you're concerned about,
yeah.
And that might get them up there a little more often.
Yeah. But I do know that there have been fatalities and stuff in the past on it. And you said you guys, or was it Gail, said you guys had to do runs actually to the park.
Yeah, that would have been Gail.
Yeah. Yeah, it was saying that you guys have actually had calls there. So.
I still haven't got up to see that bridge yet.
Just don't cross it.
Yeah. Okay, is there any other comments? Anybody? I'm going to call the meeting, end the meeting, and our next meeting will be September 10th at 2024, if there's items to be heard.
I just got an item in the last couple days, but I'm not sure if it's for this one or the one after.
Oh, okay. Do you know anything about the cement plant?
I haven't heard anything on it.
Okay.
I mean, nothing other than what the original.
Yeah, but they haven't.
Yeah,
you haven't
heard anything
more about when they'll come out.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No. Okay.
I'm waiting on that one.
Oh, and Judy, just a reminder, you're not allowed to stump here that you're, bring up the fact that you're running for office for this area. It's not allowed.
When I was leaving the house.